How do you feel about a full face shield the next time you guys are doing the triangle in two?
Well, my face is my moneymaker, so I got to make sure I protect it. That's how I view it, Adam.
You're the first person. And by the way, I'm not arguing against that. You are handsome. But you are the first person to come on and basically tell everybody how handsome he is.
Hey, listen, my mom says the same thing. So that's all. If she says it, it must be true.
That is true. That is true. All right. You did some pretty, really, I think, very creative and interesting stuff before the draft. And if people didn't see it, you can go to WRALsportsfan.com, the triangle and two that you do with Mark. And you got in front of a virtual screen. You did kind of a height look at Bryce Young, comparing him to Cam Newton, which is, did you call Bryce a sapling to Cam Newton's redwood?
I did. I was trying to make something creative there with the verbiage of it all. I was like, okay, you got to, like, trees. I don't know. It kind of worked. It kind of didn't. But he's a short guy. That's not a mystery at this point.
Right. Sapling to redwood. That. Good California redwood. Those things you could drive through the middle of them. So, the data that you used, kind of give us a hint, a listen to some of the data that you discovered about height and quarterbacks.
Sure. So if you go back to 1970, which was the AFL-NFL merger, right, before last night's draft, 522 quarterbacks had been selected in the NFL draft. Obviously, the length of that draft has kind of varied and changed over the years, but you had a very small number of quarterbacks who fell in that 6 foot tall or under range that were selected. I believe 6 foot even. I want to say it was about 21 quarterbacks in total.
Right.
Which the headliners of that group are like the Drew Brees, Joe Theismann, quarterbacks who had won a Super Bowl, either won MVP or finished second in MVP. So you have that. When you look at 5'11", it's much less, six quarterbacks. And the headliner from that group is Russell Wilson. We all know Russell Wilson's story at this point. And then at 5'10", you had three quarterbacks total who were drafted. Two of them, I think, are a little bit more well-known, Doug Flutie being one of the examples. And obviously Flutie had a very up-and-down career, whole lot of history there, but he did have some success with the Bills overall. And then Kyler Murray, most recently, being the guy at 5'10", but he's a different kind of quarterback, if you will, than Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce isn't—he's athletic, but he's not Kyler Murray athletic by any means.
Oh, there's no question. But my pushback to the height thing is that, first of all, it is a real concern, and I think it's probably as much about the weight as it is about the height, because Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, by the way, there's no chance he's 5'10". Zero chance on this planet that he is 5'10". But that doesn't even matter, because when you're sub 6 foot, you might as well be 5 feet because all of the NFL offensive linemen, they're all gigantic. So anybody sub 6 foot. My pushback to that is, but the guys who have proven to be okay are great, as opposed to not. I mean, Russell Wilson is likely going to go to the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees is definitely going to go to the Hall of Fame. But, even for a guy like, what's the difference between somebody who's 6 foot or 5'11 and 6'1 like Jalen Hurts? So,
yeah.
I understand the point, but to me, I think we've evolved past that.
I agree, and I think when you look at the bigger picture, right, the NFL has changed dramatically. But bringing up Jalen Hurts, I think, is a prime example, right? He's 6'1", but he's, he's stocky. He's incredibly muscular.
He's a fullback.
Squatting like 600 pounds, he's a big guy. But the NFL has changed a bit, and I think that's where you get someone like Bryce Young coming in. Those quarterbacks that have been drafted that are smaller, they had a lot of college production. The 5'10 group and below, now if you include Bryce Young in that mix, three of the four of them won the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all very talented. I think what you're starting to see now is quarterbacks are so much more polished than they've ever been. So even if someone is smaller, they have all of the other things versus just leaning on their athleticism to play in the league.
Yeah, and I think Young is the pedigree in terms of where he played. I mean, you can go back to high school, playing at Matter Day High School in Santa Ana, California. I mean, you go look at football players who played at Santa Ana, or at Matter Day. I mean, you know about five or six of the quarterbacks that played at that high school. And then he went to Alabama and he stepped on the field in his first year after his redshirt year. He was the starting quarterback. They knew he was a starter. And he was spectacular for 2 years. They did not win a title because Georgia won the last two. But he did. I mean, he just, I don't think he had a bad game in two years.
Absolutely. And I think we have this just kind of perception from a societal perspective, if you will. I'll get big picture here.
Oh.
We look at Alabama and we just assume everything is the best about them. Best players, best offensive line. Oh, man, I bet Bryce Young never got touched. He's over here throwing to, like, you know, the Devontae Smiths of the world and all this stuff. But that wasn't the case with his 2 years at Alabama. The Alabama offensive line, they were, you know, outside of the top 50 in terms of sack rate. Both years that Bryce Young was the starter. Go back and look at the wide receivers that he was throwing to this year. They were not of the same caliber. He had Jameson Williams, his first year as a starter there, but that's really the only top tier first rounder type guy that Bryce Young had to work with. He has all of the intangibles in my mind. One of the best descriptions I've seen of him so far is he's a 5'10 Joe Burrow. And if he was 6'2", this would have been no question, slam dunk, easy.
Right.
And he's had his entire, career, going all the way back, he's gone to the football camps, go playing in California in high school, all of that stuff. He's been groomed for this moment to be set up to be a franchise quarterback.
He's always been under six feet tall. Yeah. So he didn't he wasn't 6'1" when Alabama recruited him. He wasn't wearing high heels when Nick Saban came to watch him. And I would just, before we say goodbye to Luis Fernandez from WRAL Digital, you should check it out. Go to WRALsportsfan.com. Check out he and Mark, and Mark's ducking us. That's fine. But Dan McGuire, 6'8". Right? I think he was Mark McGuire's brother or something. Dan McGuire was 6'8", was nothing in the NFL. Paxton Lynch was a first-round pick and was dreadful for the Broncos. Brock Osweiler was so unimpressive. Two anecdotes about Brock Osweiler. One, a clearly broken Peyton Manning was brought back into the starting lineup just to hand off. Because they realized they couldn't win with Brock Osweiler. And then after the Houston Texans gave him that major contract, they realized that the only way we could get rid of him was to trade Osweiler and a second round pick to Cleveland for a fifth round pick. That's how much of a disaster Osweiler was. And he was 6'7". So height, yeah. I mean, again, I could prove this or disprove it any number of ways, but I think Young, the only red flag on him is the size, and he's used to being 5'10". So I think this was a good pick, and I think you think it's a good pick too. So it's nice to finally come back to, hey, we agree on that, Lewis. I'll see you soon, man. I appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate you.
You got it. Lewis Fernandez here on the Adam Gold Show.